Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I hate to, you know, bring the mood down a little bit on the show, but in the next hour, I am going to have to start something of a war with the cinemas of Australia.
What's that?
Oh, look, it relates to prices, but perhaps not in the way you'd expect. I know that everyone's talking about petrol prices at the moment. The much bigger story is cinema prices, in my opinion.
Are you sick of paying $20 for a ticket?
It's not actually that. This is more related to the candy bar.
$20 for popcorn.
Can I just say, me having to turn on the candy bar is a real shame.
Yeah.
This is
turning on your loved ones.
That's it. This is a civil war.
The one that's brought you so much joy. You were just telling me last night during the songs.
Yep.
All the different things you used to order in gold class.
Yes, that's
when your auntie used to take you as a teenager.
Yeah.
Three courses.
It was beautiful. The candy bar and I have known each other for years.
Yeah, they love you with all the money you spend. Yep. You love them with all the sugar they give you.
Unfortunately, however, there's trouble in paradise. And I am going to have to call out the candy bar shortly.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Our radio show is very late at night.
Yeah.
We don't have any promotion here. We don't have any bells and whistles. There's no billboards with us on it.
I mean, we couldn't even get... You find the cheapest billboard in Australia. We couldn't even get 10 minutes on that one.
So we wanted to get promoted by a famous Instagram dog.
Yeah, that's the next... Well, that's not the next best thing. I think that is the best thing in the world. If you get a famous Instagram pet to promote you, you're set.
The issue was we only had $5 to spend.
Yep.
So we could only afford a dog account that had 100 followers.
Mm.
And that's Cardi, the French bulldog.
Yep.
And Cardi's a cute 3-month-old French bulldog, really on their way up, Dom.
Yeah, I think, well, this is it. We've invested in a young up-and-coming pet Instagram account. Cardi, only 3 months old. Within, like, a few years, Cardi might be the biggest on the internet.
Last night, we asked for your advice on how to get more likes on Instagram.
Yep.
We were told of people's most liked Instagram photos. We heard of wedding shots, Dom.
Yep.
We heard of funny jokes that people have made, which got them a lot of likes.
Funny captions, yep.
We heard of one person who got 500,000 likes because their dog caught a frisbee in its mouth.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. Yeah,
that's crazy. Only 800 followers, 500,000 likes. Insane.
All those have factored into our sponsored post.
Is our sponsored post up?
Sponsored post has been up for about half an hour now.
Really?
I have seen it.
Okay.
And boy, my eyes have been blessed.
Well, I imagine we have millions of listeners around the country if that's happened, if it's already been up.
Well, Dom, I would like you to turn over the phone in front of you and see Collective Noun's sponsored posts by Cardi the French Bulldog.
All right, I'm on Cardi's account. And
what do you see?
Oh, hold on. Oh, this is incredible.
What do you see, Dom?
Tell us
what you're looking at.
Cardi the French Bulldog is sitting on some very plush carpet by the look of it with headphones draped around its neck.
Oh,
we couldn't get the headphones in the ears.
I don't think dogs can do that.
Yeah, that's probably a fair point. And behind Cardi is a piece of A4 paper, which has written on it, "Listen to Collective Noun on the Hit Network." And hold on a second.
What's on the piece of paper?
We have four images on the piece of paper. We have a bride.
Yeah, ching ching.
We have a dog about to catch a frisbee.
Ching ching, that's what we heard that we needed to do.
An engagement ring.
Yeah, that's sentimental.
Yep. And is that a clown?
Yep, jokes. Humour.
Right.
That's what we were told gets most likes on Instagram. It's got to be funny. And I thought, what's more funny than a clown?
And the caption is, listening to I Am Cardi B. Also, listening to Cardi B, the actual musician, on Collective Noun's radio show.
Yep.
That's
outstanding. There's no hashtag sponsored there.
No.
That might be a little bit of a transparency issue with Cardi's followers.
That's
but
true.
Besides that, Dom.
Yep. This is massive for us. And can I say, Cardi looks like... Cardi looks like, is it a she? It is. Cardi looks like she's enjoying the show in this picture.
I think the dog does enjoy it.
And looking through the likes, there's a lot of other pet accounts that have liked this. This could make us big in the pet community.
Well, this is what I'm wondering, Tom. It's currently on 49 likes, this post.
Yep.
Do you think we could get it over 100?
Boy.
By the end of the night?
Yep.
When are we on to? 1 a.m.?
Yep. If this gets to 100 likes, would that be money well spent?
I would like everyone... if safe to do so, search on Instagram for Cardi the French Bulldog and like our sponsored post, because we want our $5 to go as far as possible.
Can I say, Zach, in the past 10 minutes, it's actually up to 66 likes.
Is that the 66 likes? I mean, we're on our way to 100.
We're on our
Cardi
way.
The French Bulldog has never had a post reach.
Really?
Triple digits.
Oh, this would be massive.
Crack the 100.
Massive
and
for
imagine
us.
If
massive
our sponsored
Cardi.
Post was the first one, Dom.
That would be enormous for us and for Cardi. All right, so search for Cardi the French Bulldog on Instagram. Go and like this photo, this sponsored post, Zach. And I mean, I don't know. I think this is going to propel both us and Cardi into stardom.
If we can get this photo over 100, they might give the $5 back. That might be enough.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google history.
Dom, you can learn so much about someone by what they search on the internet. That's why each week we go through your Google search history. You don't know what we found. You don't know what we're going to read out.
No.
What you do need to do is explain why you Googled what you Googled.
What do you got tonight?
Our first Google search was Thursday at 8:39 p.m. How hard is it to become a weatherman?
Yeah,
and we now cross to Dom Fay for the weather report.
Well, what a gig. I was thinking about this.
Why?
I'm pretty sure they only like work when the news is on. Because like, I'm telling you, I've looked at like the Bureau of Meteorology website. All the information they talk about is there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you like had a, like they're doing all the work for them. They just come in, check, you know, bomb.gov.au, get what they need and wander on stage and do it and go home.
Yeah. But I guess, couldn't you say the same thing about a newsreader, which would be untrue, but
no.
Like, why would that be any different?
Well, because they have to cover the news. Do you know what I mean? Like, news could come from...
Yeah,
no,
but
no,
the weatherman
no.
has to, or weatherwoman Zach. Has to cover the...
News could
cover the weather
but news,
changing.
News could come from everywhere, right?
Yeah.
You need to be across the news. What's going on with the news? There's news over here, news over there. Oh, news around me, right? Whereas weather is on that one website the whole time.
I don't think they do get it from the website
no,
as well.
I reckon they do.
I think a part of it is figuring out what the weather's going to do.
Also, weathermen. I mean, weather people generally, don't they have such an air of class about them?
Mm.
I reckon...
I feel like they're kind of maybe...
Yep.
Not looked on as highly
in
the news team.
I guarantee you.
Yeah, well, the anchors are number one.
Yeah.
The anchors are the top dogs.
Obviously.
Yeah, and then I think sports and weather.
Sports is not above weather.
No, they're together.
Yeah.
But they're not as high as the anchors.
I guarantee, Zach, if humanity does like an evacuation mission to another planet one day, the weather people will be the first on the ship.
Yeah.
Because we need weather people.
No, we don't. I mean, we do.
Yeah, we do.
But they're not higher than doctors.
I mean, if I'm running the ship, they are.
The other problem with weathermen is you have to go out in storms and report from the tornado.
Yeah. I'd like to do the studio bits, if that's okay. I'm not so interested in those other bits.
The next thing you Googled was Sunday at 2:47 p.m. Why are there so few famous people called Tony? Firstly, is that true?
Yeah.
Secondly, why do you care?
Well, I was having a chat with a friend and we were kind of joking about, you know, famous Tonys. I don't entirely know how it came up, to be honest. But we got there and I was thinking, well, there's Tony Shalhoub. Do you remember Tony Shalhoub?
No.
Tony Shalhoub played Monk in the TV show Monk. Also, I think, Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
There's Tony Hawk.
Yeah, skateboarder.
Yeah, and there's Tony Abbott.
Yeah.
Former Prime Minister.
Tony Hale from Veep.
Okay, I haven't seen Veep.
And Arrested Development, Buster from Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you now. Okay, we've got four Tonys.
Yeah, that's a fair few.
Well, you know what I
found
out.
How many famous Doms are there?
Well, that's harsh.
I'm just saying,
anyway,
some names are less common.
What I've learned is that the reason there's so few famous Tonys is because Tony is an abbreviation for Anthony.
Yeah.
And when I read that, I'm like, oh, well, there's a heap of famous Anthonys.
Yeah. What comes to mind?
For Anthonys?
Yeah.
Anthony Kalia.
Yeah, well, that's one.
Anthony LaPaglia.
Yep. Do you pronounce the G? LaPaglia, isn't it?
Is it LaPaglia? I'll be honest, I haven't met Anthony, but this is like bolognese, isn't it?
Yeah, Dom pronounces the G.
It's spaghetti bolognese. Yeah, I'm still not convinced you're not meant to.
The last thing you Googled was Wednesday at 7:12 p.m. Are there seals near me? You later Googled. A few hours later, how to find a seal.
Well, like, you read a lot about seals, don't
you? No,
you
don't.
You do.
What, like sea lions?
Yeah, yeah. Like, seals come up all the time. You know, the ones...
When?
The ones who bounce, like, beach balls on their noses.
When does that come up?
I feel like a seal in some way comes into my life every day.
You don't?
Like,
you don't live in a coastal area.
No, I don't, but maybe...
Where would a seal be near you?
No, like videos on Facebook, memes.
Yeah, but you Googled, are there seals near me?
Yeah, yeah, and I've seen a lot of seals on the internet. I've never seen a seal in real life.
You've never seen a seal?
Yeah, and I was wondering, like, do you just find them at the beach?
Like, some beaches, yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't know which beaches.
Yeah.
This is a perfectly logical thing to Google.
Not where you live.
No, that's what I've learned. Unfortunately, yeah. Very few seals near me.
What I've learned is sometimes when you're on the internet and you're a single person, ads come up, hey, there's hot singles in your area. For Dom, it comes up, hey, there's seals near you.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
131060, did getting married mess up your name? That's what we're asking, Zach, because I was chatting to a friend of mine earlier today. His name is Lockie. Lockie Sands is the surname, S-A-N-D-S.
Yeah.
And he's telling me about his mum, and he threw her name out there quite, you know, as if I wouldn't find it very funny. And then I said, hang on a second, what's your mum's name again? And this is when he revealed to me what his mum's married name is. So the last name Sands, S-A-N-D-S, and her first name is Sandy.
Sandy Sands. Now, obviously,
yes.
That wasn't the name her parents gave her.
No,
no. She had a different last name, and then she took on her partner's last name when she got married.
Yeah.
So she took on Sands.
That's it. And
not by choice. Well, I mean, by choice, by but I mean, choice. She doesn't pick the name.
I would hazard a guess if her parents knew that she was going to marry someone with the surname Sands, they might
be Sandy.
They would have picked a different name, yeah. Maybe Jessica or something.
Yeah,
because Sandy Sands sounds like someone who's making up a fake name in front of the police in a rush.
Sounds like a great beach.
It does.
I would go visit Sandy Sands
or a resort.
Yeah,
we've booked into Sandy Sands. I think that's like it's great on those ones, but I just think that everywhere you go, nobody would think you're giving your real name.
No.
There is no chance that Sandy is being believed.
Especially if you paused between them. If you're like, Sandy Sands.
And I imagine this has to happen sometimes. That when you get married and you take on, you know, your partner's last name, that there must be instances where this has kind of messed things
up. Because I think people realize it. They realize, oh, that's going to give me an interesting name. But you don't care because you're in love.
Yeah, well, that's
and you're like, well, that's such a small factor. Let's go through with it anyway.
Yeah. 100%.
And then you come out with a name that no one believes.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because my mum always wanted a hyphenated name.
Yeah.
Her surname was Kerr. My dad, who she married, his last name was Faye. And she's like, well, we can't go Faker. Like, that can't be. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it just doesn't work.
Yep. It could be like, Kerr Faye, though.
Cafe. That kind of sounds like a mistake, though.
Cafe.
Cafe, yeah. I mean, there's that Brisbane politician, famously Grace Grace, who...
Her married name?
Yeah, that's her married name.
Yep.
Which, you know, if you're ever driving around Brisbane at election time, you see a lot of signs with Grace Grace on
there. I think that's worked well for her because it's
you?
Very catchy. Do you know what I mean? That's a catchy name.
And when you go to fill out the ballot paper, you've only got to, you only have to remember one name. It's kind of handy.
Kirsty in Shepparton. Kirsty, what's your story?
When I was growing up, my name was Kirsty Lee.
Yep.
And then, of course, I married a Lee, so I become Kirsty Lee Lee.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
Both spelled L-E-E as well. So.
Why did you make the decision to hyphenate in that scenario? Because surely it would have been easier to just keep the last one.
My name was hyphenated as...
No, Kirsty Lee was her first name.
Oh, I'm with you now. Kirsty Lee.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Sorry, I thought you married someone with the same surname.
Yeah.
I'm with you now.
No, in that case, I am sure she would have just kept her name the same, Dom. I don't think you would add the same last name on the end.
Can I ask, Kirsty, was it a consideration, should I take this surname, or were you didn't mind Kirsty Lee Lee?
Oh, it was just a done thing to do.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
I like it, Lee Lee.
Kirsty Lee Lee. It's a bit of fun. Owen, on 131060, what's your story?
My dad's name, surname is King, and my mum's name's Joanne, so she gets called Joe everywhere she goes, she gets Joe. So her full name is now Joe King.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you now.
Dom had a blank look on his face for way too long there. He couldn't figure out what Joe King would be.
Yeah, I'm with it now. Joe King is in when you're telling a joke.
That's right, Dom.
Very good.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Just on the runway.
you've come from.
This is a game for anyone travelling home from the airport at the moment. Give us a call on 13 10 60. We believe by asking you three questions, we can figure out where you have just flown from.
We're going to kick it off tonight, Zach, with Maddie, who has just touched down in Sydney. This is exciting. I believe Maddie is a member of the cabin crew. Maddie, I'll go first. How many meal services were there on this flight?
There was one.
One meal service. Interesting. Okay, so that's suggesting it wasn't a massively long haul flight, Zach.
What was the setup, Maddie, of the seat arrangement on the plane?
What
was
are you
it
asking?
Like 3-3? Was it 3-3-3? Was it 3-2?
It was 3-3.
Well, I'm wanting to get a gauge of how big the plane was, Dom, because that 3-3, I don't think that's a massive flight. That's definitely domestic.
Well, it could be New Zealand.
Yeah.
Could maybe be Indonesia.
Yep.
But I reckon you're probably right. All right, one more, Maddie. What airline do you work for?
Jetstar.
All right, so I'm thinking... I don't know why I asked that. That really didn't help us at all.
Were you hoping that it would be, you know, Queensland Airways or something like that?
I'm not entirely sure what I was hoping. I'm thinking, though, if it's one meal service, if we're going domestic...
Sydney. Brisbane, I reckon.
I'm taking... No, what you wouldn't you get a meal service. That's only an hour.
Yeah, but if it was over
on
dinner
Jetstar?
Time... Yeah, that's true. Jetstar.
I reckon it's Adelaide or Perth.
Let's go Perth.
All right, Maddie, have you come from Perth?
No.
Where was it?
Gold Coast.
Okay.
Dom, that's so close to Brisbane.
That's pretty close. We still would have been wrong if we'd gone Brisbane,
Jetstar must be up in their...
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
Up in their service.
I had a great meal on Jetstar last year, actually.
Did you? Tell me about it.
Are we sponsored by Jetstar?
Probably.
Just a beautiful beef dish.
Yep.
Really great.
That
really great.
Sounded like one of those ads where two people talk about something that two people would never talk about. I had a great meal on Jetstar the other day.
Couldn't believe how affordable their extra legroom charges were.
We have Bernie in Melbourne. I'll take the first question, Bernie. Was a travel agent involved in your trip at all?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. This seems like a holiday, Dom.
Bernie, how long did it take to get through customs?
5 minutes.
Okay, it's international. I'm hearing an accent. Okay. I think I'm hearing an American accent.
Do you think America?
We only heard like a few words there, but I thought I was hearing an American accent there.
So are you saying that Bernie might be visiting Melbourne?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Bernie, have you packed or did you pack any swimmers, any togs on your trip?
No.
Okay, so it's not a hot place.
Maybe it's not an accent. I can't figure that out.
Yeah.
But all we have to go off is that
America
I half heard an accent.
Would be in summer, right? Or coming out of summer.
Coming out of summer.
So the northern hemisphere would be coming out of summer. So maybe you'd pack swimmers, but it's not like definitive, I guess.
Well, it's all we have to go off, unfortunately.
Yep. So you think, what do you think?
America.
Okay.
But Bernie, have you come from America?
No, I have not.
Where have you come from?
Singapore.
Okay. Well, that's disappointing. My brother's girlfriend's from Singapore. I should have been able to figure that one out.
Why?
I don't know.
Because your brother's girlfriend is from Singapore. That would give you some ability to be able to determine if people had been to Singapore just by hearing their voice.
That's not how it works.
We got Daniel in Canberra. Daniel, Dom's got the first question for you.
Daniel, how much did your luggage weigh?
A lot, mate.
Was it extra baggage charges?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going over 24 kilos here.
Daniel, would you print out any photos from your trip, do you think?
Yes. I probably would, yeah. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. So this is a significant trip, Dom, because you don't print out photos if you've just gone on a business trip, I think.
Daniel, what's a typical meal that you had there?
There at the place?
Yeah.
I had, everything. It was multicultural, so I had, stuff.
Okay.
Multicultural.
Well, that's really
it's a big
tricky.
Trip. I mean, there's a lot of... Japan to me.
If Daniel had said pasta, I mean, easily Italy.
Yeah, I think Japan. I'm just getting a Japan vibe.
All right. Have you come from Japan, Daniel?
No, but I can give you a hint if you want.
Yeah, give us a hint.
All right. So there's a famous football player from there. Soccer player.
Doesn't really narrow it down, Daniel. Brazil.
American. He's an American. He plays for, I think, LA Galaxy.
England.
Have you come from the UK?
No.
Where have you come from?
Sweden.
Sweden. Why? Can I just...
There's a famous football player from every country.
Well, and also, I haven't checked the LA Galaxy's roster lately. I'm not sure
about... I thought he was talking about Beckham, because didn't he play for LA Galaxy for a while?
And I think it was impressive to know that. Yep. So... All right.
Disappointing from our point of view.
Yeah, that's
0 from 3.
0 from 3 tonight. Really disappointing. And next week, Zach, I just want to make sure we're fully brushed up on the famous international soccer players.
We're going to do that. You talk to your brother's girlfriend about how to tell whether people have been to Singapore or not.
And next week, Zach, 3 from 3.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, a bit of a bizarre thing in a Big W earlier today. There was a woman pushing a pram along. And, you know, that's the story's not bizarre yet. That's a pretty stock standard thing to see in a Big W.
Yeah.
But as I got closer to the pram, and it kind of had like the flaps down on the side, but I saw the woman lift up the flap to kind of comfort the person in the pram.
Assumably a baby.
But as I walk past and see this flap open, I see that there is a cat in the pram.
Okay.
Now, I have not seen such a thing before.
Are you positive it just wasn't maybe dare I say, ugly baby?
Yeah, with 4 legs and a tail. I mean,
I judge not.
Well, no, that's a good point. I'm pretty confident by the meowing.
That's a big giveaway usually.
Yeah, like generally when you see a pram being pushed, you're used to hearing the cry of a baby.
Yeah, not
meowing. Now, I don't understand why this woman decided it was necessary to take her cat to Big W.
Well, the cat probably needed some new clothes, maybe.
That's it.
Maybe some new cat food, was pretty picky and said, you know what, instead of giving you a list, I'll come with.
I've left the whole scenario with one big question, though, which is, did the woman already own the pram for humans?
No.
And then thought on this occasion, oh, you know what, I need to take the cat with me, I'll just put the cat in the pram. Or was this pram specifically bought for the cat?
I think it's a cat pram.
You reckon it's a cat pram?
I think it was probably purchased secondhand, maybe, for the use of a cat. Because I don't think you'd waste a brand new pram on a cat. Surely not.
Yeah, well, possibly. I mean, look, prams are great. I would love an adult pram. I've said this for some time. If you can make like a bed that I could lie down in and you push around the shops.
Okay. I know what we're doing next week. We're making an adult pram.
Well, wouldn't you want to go in the adult pram?
No.
Imagine.
Not at all.
You know
that sounds like the weirdest thing in the world.
Well, you know how often occasionally maybe boyfriends go shopping with their girlfriends. Yeah. And the boyfriend doesn't really want to be there. He's a bit bored. He could lie in the pram and have a nap while the girlfriend pushes it along. You don't think that's a good idea?
Well, he could also just act like an adult and participate in the shopping.
It's true. I just think Christmas shopping this year, if everyone was pushing around adult prams. Anyway, that's a sidebar.
I have seen what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
Because there used to be a dog in my street that got pushed around in a pram.
Oh, really?
And not only that,
yeah,
but it would get... They would order special food for it at the cafe, and it would eat off the human plates.
Oh, no, that's not okay.
Yeah. No, I was pretty grossed out as well, because I was like, how do I know that I'm not getting that plate next time?
Yeah, I mean, a dishwasher only does so much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's...
I don't know how good the dishwashing tablets are against slobber of a dog.
So what, there were menu items that these people were ordering for the dog, specifically?
I think it was just plain milk that they poured onto a plate. I couldn't really tell. It was drinking something. I don't know if it was like a dog, but it wasn't like for dogs. Like, they didn't have menu items for dogs. I know cafes are doing that now.
Yeah.
No, this was like a human drink.
You know, it's bizarre. Plain milk on a plate is actually my usual. So that's...
Do you lick it off the ground? Do they put it under the table for you?
I want to know how widespread a thing this is, though. 13, 10, 60. Do you treat your pet like a human? Or how do you treat your pet like a human? Or maybe it's not you, but you know somebody who does this. Hmm. I do know that there was someone I used to know who would get their dogs every year when they had the big family photos, and they would dress the dogs up in like nice looking clothes to sit in the family photo.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was like, because it kind of looked like they were putting more effort into the dog's costuming than the children's, if I'm honest. Like, those for the Christmas newsletter, that was what mattered most to them.
13, 10, 60. How are you treating your pet like a human?
Amy, on 13, 10, 60, what's your story?
I know somebody who treats their dog like a human, buys them specific clothing, lets them eat at their dinner table.
Okay.
They've posted photos of it on the dinner table, and it's just, it's like full overboard.
Does the dog sit on a chair at the table? How does that work?
Yes, sits on the chair on the dinner table.
And eats food?
The dog, yes, eats food.
Does it have its own meal, or does it eat the same thing as the humans?
Like diet dog food, like specific.
Okay.
I don't know if you would enjoy the smell of dog food at the dinner table. And also, dogs seem to have a bit of a smacking that probably isn't the most appetizing.
They're slightly messy eaters too. I mean, my dog, when he's eating, the dog food goes a bit over the bowl. I'm not sure you want that, you know, sneaking over to your spaghetti.
But I guess you own the house. Do whatever you want.
Maria in Melbourne, you treat a pet like a human?
Hi, how are you? So this is about my cousin. She has a 5-year-old corgi and actually has an Instagram account for it. Mm. This account actually has more followers than she actually does.
Yep.
So she posts that, like, she's talking for the dog. I've walked in multiple times on her having, like, serious D&Ms with the dog about boys, problems.
That's great.
She doesn't reply to, like, her friends, because she's too busy with her dog. Like, the dog's the main priority. Everyone else comes second.
Yeah, wow.
I guess in a lot of ways, dogs are the best therapists, aren't they? Because they're great listeners.
No, they're not. Like, sometimes I have been talking to my dog, Bobby, about life.
Yeah. So you do this as well?
Oh, like, not often. But maybe once or twice, I'll just tell him about my day.
Yeah.
And then the postman arrives.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He's
more
interested
in that. He's at the door barking. Yeah.
Getting rejected by your dog's pretty low.
Yeah.
I mean, because the dog has to love you. If it doesn't, you are its source of food, shelter,
that's it.
Entertainment, still,
exactly.
It won't give you its attention, dog.
If you went to see a counsellor or a psychologist, and midway through you talking about your life, they ran outside to yell at the delivery person, you'd be a bit annoyed.
I'd be
concerned.
That's
all I'm saying. Victoria is in Manly. Oh, no, don't. Okay, I've just seen the description of what you do. Can you tell us, Victoria, this isn't good?
My friends call me Paris Hilton. I put my chihuahua in my handbag and I have taken her to the movies.
Inside the movie? Like, the chihuahua watched the movie with you, Victoria?
Yeah.
What was the film?
Could not tell you. Could not remember. Yeah. It was a while ago.
Did you...
Beverly Hills Chihuahua, I think. Do you remember seeing that, Dom?
I haven't seen that one, no. What was it?
Don't bother.
Not good? Not a classic?
Chihuahua is in the trailer. I just remember that.
Great. Victoria, can I ask you, why do you do this with the chihuahua? Is it just easier than walking it?
She hates the lead. She will not. You put her on a lead, she won't go anywhere, but put her in the handbag and she loves it. She'll sit there content.
When she's in the handbag, do you have other items in the handbag as well?
Sometimes. Yeah. Most, yes. Yeah. Not sharp items.
Not sharp items, no. That is...
I wonder if, like, I know with my wife and her handbag, we're always losing stuff in there. Does that happen with the chihuahua where you're like, I know it's in here somewhere. I swear I put it in there.
Amber on 131060, how do you treat your pet like a human?
So my dog is a little bit overweight, and I took her to the vet and she's been placed on a diet. So I weigh her food every meal to make sure that she gets the exact amount of calories needed to make her lose weight.
Amber, you are your dog's personal chef.
I definitely am. And on top of that, I have to take her to the vet every month to get a weigh-in.
Oh, Biggest Loser
sure
style.
She's losing. Yeah. Making sure she's losing the right amount.
My mother-in-law's dog was like that.
Really?
Didn't last very long. The dog kept putting more weight on. We found out that the neighbours were feeding it cream buns.
Look, I understand. It is October. You need your summer body. Do you know what I mean? And I understand. I don't know if there's a dog version of Weight Watchers or something out there, but I understand you got to do what you got to do.
Oh, if there is, there's a good market for that.
That's actually a good idea. Dog light and easy.
Yeah, because
dog
Amber, how much time is Amber losing preparing these custom meals for the dog?
And then the cutest thing in the world would be the dog before and after pictures where they, like, hold the collar out to what it used to be.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Pauline Hanson doesn't believe that she needs to eat vegetables.
There's no real proof. Well, the scientists that are coming out with this, their science isn't investigated at all.
Also, Lady Gaga can't emotionally engage in The Bachelorette after what happened in last week's Bachelor finale.
Being honest, in my mind, it's like I can't reckon it. it feels empty. It feels irrelevant.
And Donald Trump isn't ready to go to the toilet right after a big meal.
It doesn't work that way. I don't want to go too fast. We got to take time. It's got to gestate, right? The word gestate. It's like when you're cooking a chicken.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you know each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, a.k.a. the Collective Noun Forum, a.k.a. the happiest place on the internet.
And it is so affordable to get into the Collective Noun Forum. We do realise there was a stock market crash today. Times are tough financially, but it will only cost you a 5-star rating in the iTunes podcast store to get in. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave that 5-star rating as your admission price into the forum. And then, Zach, you can write whatever you want and roam to your heart's content.
Who do we have roaming around this eve?
Well, firstly, one of our favourite guests in the forum. I don't like to play favourites, but this is a favourite. Jipping has returned. Now, Jipping is at the centre of our long-running quest about, I think it was a bit of a soap opera. Remember, he first commented and said, Mel, want to get married from Tom. So there was a proposal in the forum.
Yeah.
Then Jipping let us know that Mel said yes.
Jipping's dropped by.
It was great news. Well, Jipping this time says, Kane buys a special surprise for my fiance's birthday month. It's Mel's favourite present so far. So Jipping and Mel, or Tom and Mel, as I think it is, enjoy your time in the forum. It is. I have heard it called the most romantic place on the internet too.
If you guys would like to have your honeymoon in the forum. We are an island in quite a tropical area.
Yeah, we are.
Well, one side is tropical.
Yeah.
The other side is a little cooler.
Someone asked me the other day if the Collective Noun Forum is where the plane crashed in Lost. We can't confirm that.
No.
But you might be in the right vicinity.
It was hard to tell because when we arrived on the island, there was a lot of black smoke.
Yeah, that
was a bit of a running problem for a while, but we think we've cleared that up.
Yep. And the polar bears and the hatches, all of that sort. But, you know, I think we've covered that.
Wasn't that a great show?
I loved that show. I was so hooked on that. That's where I came across that song, Make Your Own Kind of Music.
Yeah, that's what they played in there.
Yeah, in the hatch. Because Desmond could only have songs from like the 50s or something.
No,
good show.
70s, I think.
70s, but, maybe. Yeah. I really didn't love how it ended, but you know, that's...
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
That should be a segment we do in the forum.
What's that?
Shows you weren't happy with the ending of.
Yeah, what else is on that list for you?
How I Met Your Mother.
Yep.
Throwing that in the wall.
Yeah. Well, it'd probably be a shorter list shows you were happy with the finale.
That's a good point.
Because they don't seem to do them particularly well.
No. Maybe
because remember at the end of Prison Break where they just go back into prison.
Oh, that's ridiculous! You
like
know they
six
did it. They rebooted Prison Break earlier this year, and I watched the whole series, and they're prisoners again.
Yeah.
That's the plot.
Yeah. Well, it's tough when the show's called Prison Break,
well,
and you
want
to do a couple of series. They probably should have thought that through beforehand.
Next in the forum, Zach, we have Lady Jane 95 popping by saying, "Hey from Denmark." Which is exciting too.
How do you say hey in Denmark, Lady Jane?
Well, Lady Jane is spelt at H-A-J.
Oh, well, that was probably it.
It could be a typo. Or that could be Danish. Is that the language?
I like how you still pronounced it hey.
Yeah. Well, I speak fluent Danish.
You think that's how it's pronounced?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I could bring up like a pronunciation thing if you want to check.
Nah.
Nah. We'll back it in. As a frequent listener, I know how much Dom loves milk.
Yeah.
Oh dear, this must have come before the lactose intolerance diagnosis. I don't love milk as much, who could, but I am a fan. However, it is almost impossible in Denmark to find full cream milk.
What?
Did not know that about Denmark.
I wonder why.
That's off the bucket list as a travel destination. that is surprising. I mean, I don't know, maybe they don't have many cows over there, so everything's more long life.
No, I think there'd be a lot of cows in Northern Europe.
You reckon?
Yep.
Oh. Let me have a quick
think
Google.
Of like the Netherlands, which is nearby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't you imagine cows out on those fields?
Maybe these people are more, maybe people in Denmark are really, you know,
healthy,
weight conscious, and full cream milk's got a few kilos. I can't find anything about it. I searched full cream milk Denmark, and everything that's coming up is about full cream milk powder. So something weird's going on in Denmark in the area of milk.
We know so little about Denmark.
We really do.
So let's not speculate.
No.
Let's not say offensive things about Denmark. What we do know is, I believe, an Aussie is
the queen
in your royal family.
Is she the queen?
No.
Married to the prince.
Married to the prince.
Does that make her a princess? Queen? I don't really know. She lives in the castle.
Yeah. she's around.
She's in the area.
Yeah. She might be on a coin one day, maybe. Maybe one of the smaller ones.
She should make one of our coins, I reckon.
Yeah.
I think so.
Princess Mary.
Yeah. You know what? This is sounding a lot like a really poorly researched version of Getaway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd love to present that show. Oh, that's a great idea. Surprise Getaway, where you get TV presenters and you blindfold them and drop them into random locations and they have to present, you know, a show in 30 minutes.
That's pretty good. About what's great about the area.
Yeah, but they don't know where they are or the language or or anything.
Who would you send first? Jules Lund?
Jules would be, up there.
Yeah. Tanya Zayeta.
Tanya Zayeta would be out there.
Yep.
She could incorporate a little bit of Who Dares Wins knowledge into it as well. Maybe pay a local $50 to help out.
Yeah. No, that's a good show. We can pitch that. Next in the forum, Zach, we have Breck and Mrs. dropping by. And this is exciting news. Just saying there is a new addition to the forum. Amelia is 2 weeks old now. And we listen to the podcast during our nighttime feeds.
Yep.
Also, you need more baby-friendly things in the park.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's a great point.
Welcome, Amelia. You are our youngest member in the Collective Now forum. What type of baby-friendly activities could we have?
It's a good point. I mean,
we already have a lot of milk. I know babies like that. Although the babies don't really get a look in with Dom around.
Just don't, as we've mentioned before, don't take Amelia on the Ferris wheel. She will be nearing five by the time you get back down.
Yep.
And those are golden years. You don't want to...
Also, low gravity is bad for developing bones.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard that. It's why NASA...
They don't send any kids into space.
Yeah, I think that's the one reason.
Wonder when the first time a kid will go to space is.
Why? Like, as in, I imagine it will be as part of a wider mission. I don't think it's going to be like a school work experience program.
No, it won't be. I've seen a lot of Magic School Bus. I'm not sure if they ever went to space.
I thought that was a real story when I was a kid.
Magic School Bus.
I didn't watch a heap of them, but we watched a couple in class, and
they
I was
were great.
Like,
what? One of my favorite shows.
I wondered why we didn't have that school bus.
Yeah, the magic one.
Yeah.
You're like, geez, my Povo school. We just got a normal bus.
Yeah.
Well, at my school, we just rode the council buses.
Yeah.
That's how we rode.
Really?
Are you serious? You had to like hire a bus if you wanted to go anywhere. We didn't have a bus. Are you serious? A public school?
So what, to drop kids home after school?
No, you just, there's a council service, Dom.
Yeah.
The bus.
Yeah, I understand that. But there'd also be hundreds of students.
Yes, that's correct.
And what, you had to just wait for the next bus?
Yeah.
Jeez.
What did you do? What's the alternative?
Oh, my school had like five buses.
And what, they'd drop you at your house?
No, they would do various drop-offs like around the areas.
Yeah. That's the same thing, but the council does it. You know how a bus service works, right? Yeah. There was a bus stop at the school.
Sorry, I thought you meant like the local council, like city council daily bus route. Do you know what I mean? Like you had to get the 404 at 4 p.m.
Yes, that's what you mean. Yes.
Oh, gosh, that's crazy.
No, that's public transport. That's literally the definition.
No.
It's publicly provided transport.
To be fair, where I went to school was like semi-rural, and so there wasn't like a bus network that went like down the road generally. Lastly in the forum, though, actually, no, you know what? We need to address this. What baby things are we going to put in?
Yeah.
Because that is an important question. I mean, we can open a daycare.
We have a massive mobile, you know, with dangly things.
How big? When you say massive, to scale of the solar system.
well, really, that's what looking up at the night sky is, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
When you look at the stars, that's the adult version of a kid looking up out of their cot.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Not as musical.
No.
But we can work on that.
Yeah. We will have some baby food.
Yep, that's good. I'm happy to open a daycare centre.
Yep.
I'm told often when I start talking about things, it helps put people to sleep. So that's not a bad idea.
That's good. You held your niece for 20 minutes.
Yep.
So that's pretty good training.
That's all the experience you need, really. Maybe we can invite them along to my daily residency in the forum, my performances.
Yeah, that will soothe them, I imagine.
Yeah. I can start doing a kids show as well. I'll add a kids element to it. I'll sing some of the hits of the Wiggles.
Yep.
I think that could
work. What colour Wiggle would you be?
Oh, good question. I would be Red Wiggle.
Is that taken?
Well, I think it's Murray. And I think Murray doesn't have long left.
Yep.
I mean, in the Wiggles. I want to be very clear.
Do you know something? Murray doesn't? Are you planning some type of assassination?
Well, no, because like all the other three moved on and they're now young people, right? I reckon...
You could be Murray.
Yeah, well, Murray is the Wiggle
like
has been in place.
You like skivvies?
And kids are not harsh critics with bad singing, I don't think.
No.
So I reckon they're less fussy.
Yep.
So I reckon I can get away with that. There is all the awkwardness about the Emma and Lockie split that I'd have to navigate in the Wiggles now. But I reckon I'm pretty good at...
You know what? As a Wiggle coming in, I don't think you'd have to address that.
You don't
know? I reckon you could... their past relationships, I think you could... It would be fine if you didn't make mention of it.
I just reckon I'm pretty good at navigating awkward situations.
I can imagine the first meeting you're in there.
Yep.
And there's just a long silence and you go, well... Tell me what happened, guys.
Look, if somebody does want to Photoshop me in as the Red Wiggle, be more than happy for that to occur. That is all we've got time for in the forum today. If you do want to be a part of it, we'd love to have you on board. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating as your admission price into the forum. Write whatever you want in the review, and we'll read it out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Right around Australia. It's Collective Noun late nights, Zach and I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Has the radio show interrupted you eating something, has it, Dom?
I wasn't eating. I was just a little bit of indigestion at this time of night, you know? When you had a meal
this
a few hours ago.
This is where it hits,
ago. Yeah. Yeah, well, I had a big butter chicken a few hours ago, and I'm just still...
a naan?
Gluten-free naan, yeah. Mm. A lot of rice.
Hey, with the butter chicken, now that you're lactose intolerant...
I didn't even think about that. That's probably what this is. Anyway, moving on, Zach, but still on the topic of food.
Always.
I went to the movies the other day with some friends. Went to see the new Johnny English movie. Great experience, except for one part. I went to the candy bar, and I feel like every week they're jacking up the prices there.
Yeah, they're pretty extreme.
I just think they'll do it incrementally, like 10 cents a week. And so every time, because people don't go to the movies, I don't think, often enough to keep track. Mm. So you're just kind of like, I feel like it used to be less than this, but I'm not sure. I just want to see... if you think this is reasonable, I've invented a little bit of a game, which is how much does the candy bar cost? You ready to play?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. So I'm going to give you the items I ordered at the candy bar.
Yeah. In a combo deal?
In a combo deal. First off, I want you to tell me how much it should cost. Mm,
to make, cost price?
Yeah, or maybe to sell.
Yeah.
And secondly, then what you think it did cost. So my order, and I was with friends, I want to be clear before I say this order. This wasn't all for me. 3 medium frozen Cokes. And 2 medium popcorns. That was our sum total from the candy bar.
I think you would have been looking at...
how much should it cost?
Well, how much should it cost?
Yeah.
Okay, well, at the servo, a frozen Coke is like $3.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So 3 of them would be $9.
$9, fair call.
Plus 2 medium popcorns. Yep. I'd be saying $15.
$15 all up?
$15, because I'd say $3 each on the popcorns. Again, yep. Going on servo prices, which are already pretty high, by the way.
That's
higher than supermarket prices.
So it should be $15. You know what? I'll agree. I reckon that's fair mark. But for 3 medium frozen Cokes and 2 medium popcorn, Zach, how much did it cost me at the candy bar?
$50.
Pretty close, though. $44.20.
Yeah, it's an outrage.
$44.20.
Popcorn is the cheapest thing to make in the world.
I when she said it, I thought I'd accidentally bought something else.
It's practically like eating rice.
I'm fading
like,
this down as well.
They buy
it's not
it
happy
in
mood.
The massive...
Yes.
The corn kernels they'd buy in...
Well...
A huge... You'd buy it by the truckload for probably $5 a truckload.
Now, I've done a little bit of maths here.
Oh, here we go.
Which is impressive. This means that they are... I'm guessing they're valuing... the popcorns at $10 to $12 each
yeah.
for a medium popcorn.
Yeah.
You can get a meal for that
I think
elsewhere.
The issue is, and I don't want to get into cinema politics too much.
Sure.
I don't know if they make heaps of money off the tickets.
I think they make
most of the money off the candy bar, so they're just cranking them up.
No, you know what? That's fair enough. I still paid it happily.
Yeah.
I do it
well,
again.
Well, you do, but I mean, lots of people like myself, we smuggle stuff in.
Yeah,
that's
right.
How we get around it.
Right.
You just get bigger bags, bigger jackets, and how many Skittles can you fit in your jacket? Surprisingly, a lot.
Okay, so what you're saying is I need to invest in a trench coat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
And I don't know, frozen Coke's difficult, but you might be able to get like a camelback situation. So you got a frozen Coke all the way through.
This is Collective Now. With Zach and Dom.
Dom, we're wondering how far $5 can get you on the internet. We have spent $5. Mm. We've given it to a dog Instagram account to promote our radio show. Now, unfortunately, $5 doesn't get you the biggest dog account on the internet.
No, that costs, we found out the other day, about $35,000. And we just don't have that.
No, so the account that cost $35,000 a post had 9 million followers. The one we got... Cardi, the French bulldog, has 100 followers.
Yeah, well, that's
but
where
we've got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere, work your way up. And we put that sponsored post up earlier tonight. If you go to Cardi, the French bulldog, you can check it out.
we think to be successful,
yep,
that post would have to get 100 likes.
And this is
because that is double any of Cardi's other photos up to this point.
It was a very high bar to set, because I think you said Cardi's previous highest post was 40 likes.
Yeah.
Something like that. So what we haven't checked all night.
Can
we
set some suspense, Dom?
Some suspense amount.
I'm just typing Cardi the French Bulldog on Instagram now. How many likes did our post get?
Come on for that triple figures.
What do we got? 379!
Money moves. Cardi. Hold on a second.
Cardi the French Bulldog has delivered. That is $5 well spent.
Can we, is that officially blowing up on the internet terms?
I think if you go and see the picture now, it's a cute puppy French Bulldog promoting our radio show. 379 likes.
Cardi's doubled in followers too.
Really?
Yeah. Have a look at that.
Well, that's how successful.
279 followers.
Well, I feel like we're promoting Cardi now.
Does sound
I'm
that
confused.
Way.
Who's promoting who? I don't understand what's going on here.
Should we request $5 back from Cardi at this stage? You know what? I think this is the perfect business deal.
Yes.
Because what's happened here is that this has worked out brilliantly for us, brilliantly for Cardi. I mean, unfortunately, I think it's the only time we'll ever post on Cardi's account. We can't afford her anymore.
No.
it's out of our range.
That's the interesting thing. Once she's doubled in followers.
That's it.
What's that going to cost us? $10, $15 a post? We can't afford that.
We can't.
We could barely afford the $5.
So, look, enjoy your Instagram fame, Cardi. Thanks for helping us
out. Here's a big question. Producer Michael, did Collective Noun get any new followers? Or is it just people going to
we
follow
We got three new followers!
Three! That's what it cost! Okay, that's the real bottom line.
Great.
We spent $5, we got three new followers. I'm not sure if we'll do it again.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Day or nay?
Dom, every single day seems to be international. This day, national, that day. Mm. I was wondering whether or not you'd be able to tell real days from fake days. That's why in front of me I have 3 days occurring today, the 12th of October.
Right, so we all have, 22 and a half hours left to celebrate these days.
That's right.
Great news.
Two of them are real days, actual things people celebrate.
Yep.
One of them is made up. You got to tell me which one's made up.
Now, I should note, I have been awful at this game. We've never done a game on the show I've been worse at than this one.
Yeah.
I'm very bad, but I'm feeling tonight I'm going to get it. What do you got?
World Egg Day.
Okay, so is this, do you reckon, to get people eating more eggs? Is that, do you reckon it's maybe run by the farmers? Is that the idea?
That's possible. It could be a big egg corporation.
Yep.
I think it's about chickens' eggs, not chocolate eggs. Okay. I know that's going to be your next question.
Well, I think that's what Easter is about, isn't it?
That's true.
Although some religious people might say Easter is about something more than the chocolate eggs, but you know what? They're a handy addition.
The next day is Phones Down Day.
Okay, I'm on board with this.
In our fast-paced world, it's a day to put your phone down and smell the roses.
What's that song we play on our show a fair bit about this? I Miss You by, is that the Fundamentals?
Mm-hmm.
That's
and,
about
and
this.
And boy, it sounds trendy when Dom talks about it.
Can we enter that into the Radio Awards for Best Music Announcer?
Yes.
Because I think I'm an entertainment presenter now. That's I think that's a great idea. I think Phones Down Day needs to be, if that's not real, that should be.
Our last one is Old Farmer's Day.
Well, I'm very confused. What's an old farmer?
A farmer who's of a certain age. What do you mean, what's an old farmer? A farmer who's been farming for a long time. That's not a new farmer, medium farmer. Yeah. It's an old farmer.
I am 100% on board for Farmer Day.
Yeah.
Farmer Day is a great idea.
Yeah, but you don't like old people. What? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is I don't quite understand why they specified old farmer.
Because if it's impressive that someone's been in a field for 10 years, imagine how impressive it is that they've been working that field for 50 years.
Well, yeah, but when's the cutoff? Do they give specifications?
Probably. Probably over 55.
50?
Yeah.
Okay, well, no, that doesn't count, because what if you're 55 but you only just became a farmer?
You're still an old farmer.
Okay, well, you'd feel ripped off if you were 55 and you've been doing it your whole life. And Barry,
I don't know how many people are becoming farmers at 55. It's a nice, maybe like a hobby farmer.
It's a tree change.
Yeah.
Tree change. Well, I mean,
being a farmer is pretty hard work. I don't know if anyone's doing it for fun.
This is the easiest edition of this game we've ever played. You've made up Old Farmer Day.
No, I have not. That's a real day celebration
are you
today.
Kidding
I
me?
Made up Phones Down Day.
That's the only one that makes... This often happens. That is the only one of these days that actually makes sense.
What? Old Farmer's Day? You're going to go against farmers? Is
no,
that what you're saying?
No, I just feel I want to celebrate farmers regardless of their age.
Yeah, okay.
So you know what? And I'm sorry to the old farmers out there, but tomorrow, or the rest of this day, sorry, I am going to celebrate young farmers just as much. That's my statement. It is nice, though, isn't it, that Old Farmer's Day falls on Egg Day? Because a lot of farmers farm eggs.
They double up.
Do you know what I mean? That'd be a, it feels like you're getting business in and you're getting appreciation.
Yep.
Happy day for the farmers.
Yep.
Anyway, that is all we've got time for on the show tonight. If you want to hear it back, you can search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. We will see you Monday at 10.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.